What's up, everybody? This is the Gems from the Ether podcast, and I'm your host, Ethereal Kia. And today, I would like to talk about knowing when to get help and when to get it done. I want to start off with this quote, and the quote says, "You don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step." And I really like that quote. It resonates with me for several reasons, but the main one is because sometimes when you are doing something for the first time, you spend so much time analyzing it, trying to plan out every detail to the very last thing. And sometimes you can't see that far. And that's when a lot of times a phrase called analysis paralysis kicks in. I don't know if you've heard of that before. If you haven't, I'm going to explain it. Analysis paralysis is when you spend so much time thinking about something that you don't ever actually do it. You need to have everything in place. You need to have steps A through Z, numbers 1 through 100 already laid out before you make a step. And then what ends up happening is because things never line up perfectly, you never make your first step. And at that point, you have analyzed yourself into a paralysis. So now you're not doing anything. You're not going anywhere. You're not making any steps at all. Because, you know, through analyzing the situation so much and putting so much thought into it and trying to think it through to the end, you do that so much that you kind of like end up discouraging yourself. Or you think that you have too far to go, or you think that it is unreasonable to get from where you are now to where you want to be. So you never start. That's not a good habit to have, and a lot of people have it, including myself at times. So I really wanted to talk about why it's important to just take the first step anyway. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just need to have a general direction of where you want to go. The first couple of steps is good enough to start the journey. And sometimes you need help. Sometimes you need help along the way. Sometimes you get to a point where you have taken as many steps as you possibly can and you don't know where else to go. At that point, if you ever find yourself in that situation, do not be afraid to ask for help. This past summer, I mean, the summer's not over yet, but earlier in the summer, I'll say, I put together a team of social media interns for my business. And I did that because I felt like I was at a dead end. I felt like I ran out of creative ideas. I felt like I needed fresh energy. I felt like I needed new eyes. And I felt like I needed help. And I had spent so much time asking the universe to help me out, asking for some type of assistance. In what way, I didn't know. I just knew I needed it. And then one day, the idea came to me to put up an ad on Indeed for an internship. And that's what I did. And I got a lot of applicants, and I went through a whole interview process. I handpicked my interns based on the conversations that we had and their resumes and their experience and where they're at now and where they're trying to be later. And I came up with a pretty good team. Now, ultimately, that didn't really work out the way I had hoped for it to. The staircase ended up, you know, going to a place that I didn't anticipate. But I did take the steps. And I'm proud of myself for that. I feel accomplished in that because I took that leap of faith. And I bet on myself in that instance when I knew I needed help. And, you know, I didn't just wait for somebody to come save me. I didn't just wait for somebody to reach out to me and offer assistance. I actively went out and sought it until I found it, and I got it. You know, whether it worked out exactly the way I had hoped for it to, I mean, it didn't, obviously, but it was still an excellent experience, and I'm still very glad that I did it, and I'm glad I took those first couple of steps, and I'm glad I didn't, you know, analyze and sit and wait until the point where I just didn't do anything, or I was just still hoping for help to fall out of the sky without putting any effort into that. That's crazy. So, yeah, at that point, when I decided to hire interns, I knew that I needed help. And when it was time to let them go, I knew that I needed to get it done. I mean, it's no hard feelings. It wasn't a bad, you know, it didn't end on a bad note at all. All of the interns are great. They're great people. They're great students. I wish them all the best of luck in their future endeavors. A few of them have moved on already to get, you know, paid jobs, which is awesome because I wasn't in position to do that part. So I'm glad that I met those people and that they came into my life for that, you know, reason, season, purpose. That I think it was a great experience for pretty much everybody involved. So yeah, the next point I want to bring up is don't be afraid to ask for help. Sometimes when you are doing your own thing, you don't really know where else to turn to. There comes a point where you kind of run out of steam, or you run out of creative passion or direction or something. There's something that you begin to lack that you may have started with or you may have never had. And that will sometimes bring you to a point where you need to seek assistance outside of yourself. And don't be afraid to do that. It's okay. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to not have all the answers all at one time. And it's okay to not know. So don't be afraid to ask for help, and don't be afraid to get help, and be open to receiving it in whichever form it may come that is still in alignment with your goals. The next point I want to bring up is don't underestimate yourself. Do not underestimate yourself. You are so much more capable and so much more powerful than you think. And when you put your mind to something, you can do it. You can achieve it. I mean, there's not really much to doing anything other than figuring it out. You might need additional resources. You might need additional skill sets, or you might need additional time. All of those things are attainable. So, you know, not having 100% of the toolkit that you feel like you need to get started is not really an excuse to not get started, because you don't need everything all at once. Just start with what you have and start with where you are, and keep in mind with where you want to be and how you want to get there. You can do it. People are doing it. People have done it. Somebody else is going to do it again, you know? So it's not luck for everybody. It is consistency. It's hard work. It's dedication. It is determination. It's desire. It's the will. It's all of those things. And when you have those things and you have a specific goal in mind, there's so little that can get in your way and stop you once you've decided on that and really committed to it as a path. Don't ever underestimate yourself. I've done things that I never thought I would do, you know, but I did it one step at a time. I did research first. I took one small step. I took another small step. I took three more small steps, and, you know, and I ended up with whatever it was I wanted. And that's so applicable to so many areas of life. You know, just never underestimate yourself or never count yourself out before you give yourself a chance. You'll be surprised how far you get when you believe in yourself. And this is what I'm going to end with. The quote, I think Wayne Gretzky, maybe, I don't know. I might be wrong. I don't think I am, though. But the quote is, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Meaning, if you never try, you're definitely not going to win. If you do try, you might win, you might not. But the chances are higher if you give yourself a shot, you know? So when you are so stuck that you don't know where to go, just do something. Do anything. And see what happens. Because if you don't do anything, nothing will happen. And that's for sure. That's guaranteed. You know, so sometimes you come to a point where you have to ask for help. And then there are other times where you come to a point where you just got to do it. You just got to get it done. You know, there sometimes is no assistance coming. There is no help coming sometimes. And you have to be okay with that possibility too. You can't live your life depending on other people to come save you. You can't live your life waiting for other people to offer you the assistance that you need. If you need something, you need to go get it. Whether that's help or whether that's, you know, performance, getting something done. If it needs to happen, then you have to be the one to do it. Nobody else is going to do it for you. Nobody's going to get your help for you. Nobody's going to accomplish your task for you. Nobody's going to meet your goals for you. You have to do that. And you have to be in it 100%. So, you know, keep that in mind. I think when a lot of people choose to go on whatever path or journey that they want to explore, there definitely comes points where you don't know where to go and you don't know what's next. And I just want people to be aware that analysis paralysis, that's not the wave. That's not the move. Do not be so caught up in trying to plan out every detail or trying to think about every single possibility and use that as an excuse to never take action. There is never an excuse not to take action, some type of action. It doesn't have to be a drastic action every time. It just has to be something. So yeah, that's it for this time. Know when to get help, know when to get it done, and do not let analysis paralysis paralyze you. Keep it moving. All right, thanks for listening, guys. This is Gems from the Ether Podcast. Peace. Losing touch of reality.